Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted, as always, by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of Amazon FBA University. And today we are going to talk all about branding, more specifically when to brand, why it's better to wait. Rather than go too deep into your brand before you have products that are successful on Amazon. And once you do, really had a caveat that into brand exposure, branded searches, and even off Amazon traffic, and really how to do that. So, Ryan, just in terms of branding, when do you typically, obviously you're launching a product, you got to have a brand, you got to have your brand name. And so it does start from day one, but when do you really turn on those juices and focus more on building brand exposure?
Yeah, good question. So for me, look, I'm always really trying to build a brand. Look, sometimes it's going to be easier than others. Sometimes it's going to make sense, and sometimes it just won't make sense, depending on the product, how your launch has gone, and how your product's performing with profitability, et cetera, sales revenue, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, it really depends on a product-by-product basis. But let's say I've launched a couple of products, and there's definitely one within that kind of umbrella of products that is doing really well, and I really want to build a brand around that particular product. So key things to me where I would then consider building a brand out around a product would be, okay, so a product is performing well. It's doing north of $10,000 a month in revenue. It's got a really good ACOS. ACOS is sub 30%. ACOS is advertised cost of sales. And let's say my TACOS is hovering somewhere between 8 and 12%. So generally a good profitable product, sales revenue is there, all the metrics look good. And the first thing I'm going to do when I think about this brand is I'm going to think about how specific I want to get with the brand. So, you know, people have brands that are loosely around a particular category or niche. And some people have brands that are around a particular theme or a particular type of celebration, for example, or something like that. So you've got to think about how you want to frame yourself when it comes to branding and really how you want to go with it. Is it going to be at a kind of wider level, or are you going to go super deep on a few specific products? But really, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of the generic, broader terms associated to my product. Let's say, for example, I was selling whiteboards. Let's say I sell a whiteboard and it's going really well. One of the first things I might do is look at classroom essentials or must-haves for teachers, for example. And that will lead me down the rabbit hole of looking for similar products that are going to be associated with the classroom, which is obviously where we find a whiteboard. And that's probably going to be the first point of call for me. So I'll start to gather ideas from there. And then if I see anything that really stands out, what I love to do when I'm doing product research is type in a broad search term. So let's say classroom essentials, and I'll go through, set my parameters at a minimum price of $30. I'll scroll through page one and I'll just see what's going on and see where I can find something that maybe makes sense to sell alongside my whiteboard. The other thing that I like to do when building out brands isn't necessarily to launch new products, but to look at adding variations to my existing product. So say I'm selling a whiteboard and it's going really well. I might want to add a whiteboard with an eraser, or I might want to add a whiteboard with eraser and dry white pens, for example. These are all things that are going to enable me to sell my product for a higher price, but also to add out and build out my digital real estate on Amazon. So that's also a great way. And with that way, also a lot of times you can work with your existing suppliers, so you don't have to have that whole rigmarole of testing new suppliers, getting new samples in, etc. It can all be done with the supplier that you're working with, which is great. Saves a bunch of time and gets you up and running and selling on Amazon way quicker. The other way I like to build up my brand, and this is probably a little bit of an Easter egg here, is going to be around going into the storefront of my most direct competitors and looking at what else they are selling. I've used this so many different times. I've launched a bunch of products this way, and it really is a quick fire way to kind of get straight to the meat and potatoes. So you want to go into the storefront of your direct competitors and just look at what else they're selling. For example, if I'm selling whiteboards and everyone else is selling whiteboards, I might see that they're selling, blankets for classrooms or sensory products for kids that are learning, or Montessori toys, for example. And there'll be a bunch of different things that are going to be specific to my competitors, and they might have already built out a brand. So instead of me reinventing the wheel and really thinking hard about what I can bring to the table and how I can build this brand out, a lot of the times you can, I don't want to use the word copy, but you can take influence from some of your direct competitors. And, you know, some of them would have launched products very, very recently. Those products might have like sub 20 or even sub 50 reviews. They might be doing well. They might be like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 grand. So they've already done the work. They've done the due diligence. You can literally cherry pick some of the best products from your competitors. And that will save you time where you don't have to reinvent the wheel and you can just go with what's working already. So those are my favorite ways to build out a brand. But I will say that final point would be, don't force it. If it doesn't make sense and the numbers don't stack up, we shouldn't just be building a brand for the sake of it. It should always have to make sense. So run the numbers, do the same checks, do the same due diligence. Don't just think, hey, I've launched this product and the next product is this super saturated product and I'm going to launch it because it's on brand. That is absolute Amazon suicide. You definitely want to be launching products that make sense, that fit the criteria, that fit the filters that you've typically used throughout your product research journey. So make sure it's on brand, make sure it makes sense. And if you see an opportunity, don't sit on it, don't get analysis paralysis, just go for it, launch it and build out your brand.
Yeah. And so then once you do have a few products, what you do want to do, like first off, you're going to need your own website, because at a certain point, you're not a brand and you do not need this from day one. It's a lot of times it's just smart to do later because your catalog may change. You don't really know how to design a website until your catalog is more mature, but you need a website. And you also want to utilize Amazon's brand ads where you can showcase multiple products. And what you want to do as well is see through your Amazon advertising if anyone's searching your brand, and you want to be running ads on your branded searches. So you would think, you know, people are already searching for me, why do I need to do that? But you essentially want to show up for as many products as possible when people search your brand, because if they bought one product and are just searching that to buy again, they probably don't know about your other products. And then what you can also do is send people to your Amazon storefront via brand ads. And this is a good way on Amazon to build more just like brand awareness, which is hard to do on Amazon. But once you do have successful products, you want to start doing it. Then a really good thing to do is run external traffic, both to Amazon and to your own store. And what you can do is just take keywords that are performing really well on Amazon and run them in Google keyword campaigns just for the same exact targets. Anyone who's searching, you know, any high search volume keywords on Amazon are going to have searches on Google as well. And what you can do is direct people who maybe aren't Amazon shoppers, I don't know who that is, but there are some out there, directly to your store. And then once someone's on your store, they have a whole different experience and level of intimacy with you that you really can't give on Amazon. And so then through that process, you're acquiring emails. Hopefully you had a product insert from day one that helps capture emails on Amazon. And so once you have that and you hit an inflection point of emails, then you want to start running like email marketing. And that's how you really start to be a more traditional brand of, okay, you're trying to build a connection. It's pretty impossible to build a connection on Amazon, but through Amazon's platform, you know, you're acquiring customers, demonstrating value, just solving these problems for these customers, where eventually when you have an email list, they already trust you. And so you can build more of a traditional social media and traditional email marketing approach where you're actually discussing kind of like what your company's about, how you got started, and obviously selling your products as well. And so that is the process. But the key is not over committing to a brand until you have successful products on Amazon, because if you do that, you may be wasting time, or be better suited just really firing products until you have a successful catalog of few products.
Hell yeah. The goal of every Amazon seller is to build out that brand and get it to a point where you can sell it, exit for a 7 or 8 figure sum, and go live in the Bahamas somewhere. Guys, if that's your plan and you want to do that, that's great. But if you are looking at building your own private label store and you want to build your own Amazon brand, we run the Accelerator 2.0 program, which is our flagship program. We offer unlimited one-to-one calls. You can talk to us about anything to do with your business at any time. Book as many calls as you want with both myself and Michael. If you're interested, you want to find out more how this actually works and all the benefits that come from being inside the program, book a call with us. Link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you on the next episode.